My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make shallow questions deeper. By tweaking your usual small talk ever so slightly, you can wind up with much richer conversations. Today's tip, like another one this week, comes from Charles Duhigg's new book, Super Communicators. In this book, he shares strategies for how anyone can connect with others more effectively. Duhigg notes that many of us ask pretty straightforward questions when we are getting to know someone. Where do you work or what do you do? Where are you from? Where did you go to school? Do you have kids? And there's nothing wrong with any of these questions per se. But the problem is that the point of conversation is connecting. A person can answer all of those questions quite quickly. And then you might need to keep reaching to forge some sort of connection. And doing so can feel tedious, like, oh, you're originally from Dallas. And now you're racking your brain to think of who you know from Dallas. And the other person probably doesn't care about this person that you know from Dallas. So, Duhigg suggests making shallow questions deeper. Instead of, where do you live? You could ask something like, what do you like about your neighborhood? Instead of, where do you work? You might ask, what was your favorite job? Or even, what's your favorite part of your job? Or another question or two later, you might ask, is there anything else you ever dreamed of doing? Do you have kids or are you married? Can become the more open-ended, tell me about your family. How long have you lived here becomes, what's the best place you've ever lived? Where did you go to high school or where did you go to college might become, what advice would you give someone in college right now? As Duhigg says in Super Communicators, none of these deeper questions are incredibly pushy. You are not asking someone you have just met to tell you about their deepest regret or something like that. You could ask any of these slightly deeper questions in a professional or personal setting. But you will definitely get to know people a little better. You will know something important about them, which will allow you to connect. If the person tells you that the best part of growing up in Dallas was the tight-knit neighborhood they lived in, and wow, that neighborhood has changed a lot over the past 30 years, this just gives you a little bit more to work with. You can talk about that, change in general, rather than the person you know in Dallas, who your conversation partner doesn't know from Adam. So as you talk to people, think about ways you could switch up your usual questions. Invite a little storytelling and reflection. You will probably wind up feeling closer. And you will enjoy your conversations a lot more. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.